It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
Oh,
but I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Everyone.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Melissa Rivers and Joey Zauzig join the show. We're supposed to talk Oscars, but instead we discuss Melissa's wedding guest list, expensive bags, and cutting lines. I have so much to discuss. I'm going to try to stay organized today. I've got Joey here, who also has severe ADD. So he sometimes distracts me, but we're going to stay focused. Congratulations on your engagement number one.
Thank you. Actually, Steve said, tell Jeff hi.
I really like Steve Mitchell.
You met him on one of our first like outings.
I remember that. No, when you were doing Hollywood Housewife, it's when you started dating him.
Yes.
And then I remember because we had the...
It was like a summer Amazon party.
Yes. Which you brought him to, and I spent a lot of time with him. Yeah. I really, really liked him.
So here's the ring.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
That is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Okay, so what is that an emerald cut?
Yes.
With two, I mean, what is the sides?
Trapezoid.
Okay, so it's a beautiful, big, emerald-cut diamond, center diamond with two trapezoids in like a white gold setting. It is so classic.
It's
simple,
gorgeous.
I got...
Did you pick it out, or did he?
I started to train Steve early.
Yes.
You did a good job.
Thank you. And I said to him, never make any big purchases without going to my best friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so he was smart enough to go to Michelle.
So Michelle guided him. But you told Michelle exactly what you wanted.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys been dating before you got engaged?
We got engaged actually on Friday the 13th, which was in October.
Okay.
And it was 2 years last week.
I can't believe that much time has passed.
Me either.
So did you ever think you were going to get married again?
Really?
No, I didn't think, I did not get that vibe from you.
No, and that's why, which is so funny, when we did get engaged, suddenly everybody, I don't know if you noticed that, like picked it up.
Yes, I noticed. Because, 20 years after your first marriage.
Also, because I have been very outspoken about the fact that I will never, ever get married again.
Yeah.
And, you know, here I am.
And why do you think that is? I mean, was it the experience with the first marriage, or was it more like dating in between?
It was...
I remember there was one that was real rocky in between.
There were two that were real rocky in between. But one was 2.5 years and one was almost 4. Mm-hmm. So they were significant. And after the last one, I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah.
It was just so awful. And in hindsight, I knew within the first 6 months... Mm. But then I kept thinking, oh, it's going to get better. And it was right after my mom died. And I was super broken. So anyway, I should have gotten out much earlier. But I didn't. And I can't regret that. And then I was like, I'm out. I'm done. This is it. Like, I'm good with this. I made peace with it. And then I met Steve. And we decided we were going to move in together this past January. We decided that in August. And he's super traditional, and he wanted to sort of have a public symbol of we were together.
Will it be a big wedding?
No.
Okay.
No.
So smaller wedding, like how many guests?
Well, define smaller nowadays.
100, 150.
Yeah. Right now we're at like 120.
Okay.
But he also has a huge family. His family alone is 21 without like the nieces and nephews all bringing significant others.
Please don't tell me you are selling that gorgeous house in the Palisades
No. He actually has moved into my house.
Great.
And I didn't let him bring any of his furniture.
Good.
Perfect.
Good. Yeah.
And
now, you're not sharing that closet, are you?
There's no room.
Well,
you should
see
Melissa's closet.
It's the size of my bedroom.
Compromise.
What does that mean? He had to get rid of a lot of his clothes?
Yes.
He got one drawer.
No, I actually was really good because I did want him to feel comfortable. And
so you gave him a drawer.
I moved stuff to like my back storage area on racks. And then I made him put like all of his suits and all of his dressier stuff and heavier stuff in the back with mine.
Okay.
And I gave him one.
One bay.
No, one full bay.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of real estate.
That is. A half, a full, like a whole level of drawers.
Okay.
Oh,
and
a lot.
I gave him the drawers in the bureau in the bedroom that I don't use.
You must really like him because you gave him a lot of that closet. I
mean, you're spoiling him.
As I said to him, this is a lease and you can be evicted with no warning. your one day, your clothes could just be somewhere else in the house.
Now, please don't tell me he's bringing more pets. Okay.
No.
Because you have several pets now.
I have two dogs. And then when Cooper's home from college, I have his cat.
And the dogs and the cat, do they get along?
I have opted not to introduce them. They've looked at each other through doors. And one dog has no interest, and the other dog is terrified.
When will you be getting married?
Next year.
Okay. Like, month, what are you thinking?
We're looking at March of next year.
Okay.
And not in L.A.
I was going to ask you that. Is it a destination wedding?
Sort of, yes. What we're doing is we're doing a weekend with three events. And other than that, do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. So with the three events, rehearsal, dinner.
Okay. Here's my new mantra through this. Not my problem. Not interested. I don't fucking care.
You don't care what people do?
No.
But they got to at least go to the wedding.
Well, we're going to do a cocktail, not even a night before dinner. We're going to do like a little get together for like 2 hours. Come, stay, hang out. I don't fucking care.
Okay.
Go to dinner. Do what you want. You are not my problem. Here's the time that the party is. You need to be there. What you do all day before, not
well, thank God you don't have all these like excursions. Like today at 10, we're going wine tasting.
It's too much for a wedding.
We've got four buses out front.
I don't like when there's too many activities for a wedding. It's stressful.
And it's a place where everybody can have fun. It's
going
to be a ski weekend.
Oh, nice.
I love a ski weekend.
So we're doing an après ski the Friday night. Again, like 2 hours. Come, go. Don't care. Not interested, not my problem, so don't fucking care.
Yeah.
If you want to make dinner reservations, go to dinner. I don't care.
Okay.
Show up for the party, and then the next morning we're going to do like a light continental grab and go kind of.
Cute.
As everyone's like checking out.
Yeah.
This is great.
Right, and we'll have little to-go boxes, stop by, say bye. There's no brunch. There's no like.
Phew.
Not into it.
What's going to be in the to-go boxes?
Well, I think they're going to be more that you can take stuff from, like the muffins or the fruit or this, and
food,
and then maybe I'll throw in. I haven't gotten that far down the road, like some little airplane snacks.
That's
but
really
again,
cute.
As I keep saying, everyone has managed to travel all over the world without my assistance.
Right.
They can do this.
But are you going to be blocking hotel rooms
already
and doing that? And they get discounts and all that?
Already done.
Fine.
Already done.
When do the save the dates go out?
Is
it normally 3 months before? Four months before?
We're going to do it very early. Everyone who needs to know already needs to know because it's during spring break.
Okay, so I guess I'm not going.
We're not there yet.
Know. Okay, fine.
But like the
I understand.
Families know. Everyone knows. We just blocked the rooms.
Steve with his 21 family members. I got cut.
You got cut.
Is Josh Flagg going?
I don't know yet.
But you invited him.
I don't know yet.
Okay, but you guys are closer.
That means yes.
Okay. No, it's not. Right now, the list is very fluid. Because, you know.
You got a lot of people very angry right now.
Yeah. So
a lot of people.
That's how it's always going to be for a wedding. Like, people are always going to feel like, I was not invited.
So we're prepared for more people.
Oh.
But 120 is our sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
sounds like a 50-50 chance.
I think I might be on that alternate list, but alternate, right?
No,
like
no,
second,
no.
Third
if
alternate.
Josh says no.
Yeah.
No, you are on the after family and must be there list.
Oh, nice. That's a great list to be on.
That's good. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
The B list. I love it.
It's not even a B list. It's just you have the must-haves.
Yes.
And
I'm fun.
Yeah, you
and
are.
I won't get too drunk, I promise. Well,
you don't make a promise.
That makes it more fun. You want that person at the wedding.
So we are doing an early save the date.
Okay.
Because people need to book. We're going to send out an email before we even send out the official save the date. And as of right now, the save the date that I've designed is very simple. It just says, hell freezes over, the date, and the location.
Aspen?
No.
We're not going to Aspen. Okay. No. Is Martin Lawrence Bullard going?
No.
He didn't make the list?
Mm-mm. Nice.
Oh. Wow.
You're ahead.
I've been elevated.
You're ahead.
This is great.
You keep moving up and up and up.
I see Martin like twice a year, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm trying and I'm being very careful to not, and I have a lot of very judgy friends.
Mm-hmm. You're sitting across from one.
But he I can cope with.
And I like Steve and Steve likes me.
Yes.
Yeah. There's
That's important.
I won Steve over.
Yes.
That's how I made it on the alternate list.
That's important.
Steve,
that's how it always
actually
works.
Actually, this morning, as I was walking out, said, tell Jeff hi.
Aww.
Yep. See, that's how I made the list.
So
I should thank Steve. I'm
going
to text Steve.
Shout out, Steve.
Yeah.
And then your pod, I also promote your podcast.
Yes, you do.
Unlike Martin Lawrence Bullard, which is group text.
Why are you upset with Martin?
New episodes every Friday. Let's talk about how great your podcast is
doing.
Thank
you.
Did you just have Cheryl Hines on, or is it
yes.
this? Yes. That's a good get.
Love
but
her.
It was a great get. I've been getting really good people, but my best lately was the filmmakers who did Wendy Williams.
Oh, I heard that you guys dove deep.
Real deep.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to that one.
Fascinating.
I would love to listen to that one.
There's so many Wendy Williams docs that I was trying to look for it this weekend, or there was this one and that one. The Lifetime, wait a minute.
The Lifetime one is the newest one.
But they only let you do two episodes, and then they're like, you have to buy a Lifetime subscription. And I'm like,
no,
I guess.
It's on Hulu.
Hulu Live. Okay, that's also an extra subscription. Just
now,
so.
Are you watching?
No, oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, I guess I need to upgrade.
Cheap.
So I guess I'm cheap. I guess I need to upgrade.
Oh, you watch with ads,
Brian
too.
Pays for it. I have to talk to him about that. I have to talk to him about
now,
that.
Now, have you been watching Swans?
Yes.
Of course.
Oh. Now, my mom was friends with CZ Guest.
Really?
No.
Yes.
Wow. Did you,
I think Chloe 78
did
a great
she know
job
Capote?
I don't think so.
She must have.
No. But what I'm enjoying is, because my mom was... You know, these women are the generation before my mother. Mm. CZ was amazing.
Wow.
Fabulous.
Oh, I have chills because I love
fabulous
her.
Fabulous and kind. Like, she really is who Chloe's portraying her to be.
Yeah.
Like, she cared.
Yeah.
You know, and had a heart.
She's soft. She's sweet. Yes. Yeah. I love that show.
It's so good.
I love it.
Now, before we move on to the Oscar fashions, I do want to ask you, how does he feel about the pending marriage?
He's great.
Really? Okay.
Well, it's actually a very funny story. And if I can dig up the text from him, I will. I had just told him a month before that Steve was moving in. And we had a big discussion about it because it's been me and him and it's still his house. Like, let's talk about it. He was like, his answer to me was, first it was silence. And then he goes, it's been an appropriate amount of time. Okay.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, that was like a thoughtful answer. Then I guess Steve talked to Cooper before he asked me.
Wow.
That's really upstanding.
Classy.
That's really
very classy.
For sure.
And if I can find it, I'll dig up the text. But to paraphrase, hey, congratulations. Now remember, I had just told him about moving in together. this is a lot. We don't want to freak her out. Suddenly it became me. And he goes, basically, the paraphrase was, congratulations, now pump your brakes. This is a lot all at once.
Moving in and getting engaged.
Pump your big brakes, buddy.
He's protective.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious. So he's like, yeah, congratulations. This is great. I'm so excited. I love you. Now pump your brakes.
I do want to ask you, now that left turn and we get into the Oscar fashions, you guys were talking about, before we went live, the Margot bag. That is the new bag. The new Roe bag. Can we look it up? I don't know what it looks like,
and
but maybe I'll recognize
sizes.
It.
It's three sizes.
It's
the jumbo one. I would love a jumbo Margot bag for the airport.
It's really big. I got the 15 soft, which is the one that's really hard to get.
No one can get that. You have to get it like pre-owned now or something.
It's Melissa Rivers.
Melissa Rivers got the new one, honey.
I had everybody.
Oh, it's pretty.
It's pretty.
Very simple.
It's simple.
I had everybody I knew looking for that bag.
Everyone's looking for it still.
And I didn't even get the original color
Who's
I wanted.
The brand again?
The Row. The Row. By Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Oh,
very
wow.
high end. But like, yeah. They actually have great men's stuff too.
They do.
Wow.
See, I want the so brown.
So
the,
they
not
are.
Not that one.
That's
no,
a Kelly.
That's
on,
a Kelly.
The, on the left.
On the
so
left.
They
that's
range
the one
from
I want.
What?
That's gorgeous.
What are the price ranges? Oh, the brown's
it's like
pretty.
4 to 5 grand.
So here's what I
four
did.
It could be $3,000 to $7,000.
Okay.
Okay. So I felt really guilty getting it and I was agonizing. I wouldn't take it out of the dust bag and I kept it in the box and I'm like, oh, I can't do this. I can't do this. Like guilt. Like I didn't feel right spending that kind of money. And Steve said to me, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And I said, half my bag.
Nice. And so now you feel better about it.
Totally. He
That's
gave me
amazing.
A check for half my
That's
bag.
The way to go.
Oh, so we bought half the Margo bag. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
So you want the one that's $7,000, Joey?
Kind of. I want the big jumbo one
so
for Cabo. Bring it on the plane with me.
By
all
way,
my airport snacks. It'd be a great airport bag.
I'm dying for the jumbo. Almonds.
I want the jumbo.
I want the jumbo.
But again,
too.
It's really hard to find. It's like a Birkin.
Honestly,
I also want an HAC Birkin, but that's not going
to. I have to get the Margo bag for to take on the wet to the wedding.
You have to. Oh,
you need
100%.
It.
If you buy
Maybe
me,
it'll be in the gift bags or something.
You, if you buy me a Margo bag, you are jumping to the top of the list.
I'll buy half. Okay, listen. I'll buy half a Margo bag.
Well, you got to look at the jumbo price. You got to look at the jumbo price.
Yeah.
Oh, are we looking at the jumbo one?
Look at the Margo jumbo.
The large one, the 17.
It's the 17, yeah.
This is sick that you and I know this.
Yeah, it really
no,
is.
No,
it really
the
is.
17.
So for the rich chumps out there, the
yeah.
Row
yeah.
Margo bag. Now, do they have faux Margo bags yet?
I'm already trying to source them.
I'm sure they're on Amazon. You can always get
I'm
a dupe on Amazon
the
for something.
Faux. Can you register
not...
at the Row?
The yeah, exactly.
You should.
I should. Just...
You should.
Because it's a pretty simple
You should
bag.
Work with them on yeah. gift bags or something. I'm just kidding. They would work with
oh,
you on
Oh, if we could
something.
All get Margo bags.
Everyone
oh,
gets a little
you...
mini Margo.
Oh my God.
I'd love a mini Margo.
Monroe yeah. would
Margo
look so cute with the mini Margo.
With like a crossbody mini Margo.
Bro, what about me?
Oh, you would look oh,
adorable
with the mini Margo.
Adorable. Mm-hmm.
But do you think the brown for Shane with his coloring?
I would think a brown suede.
I like their dark brown suede.
Me
suede,
too.
But suede gets difficult
yep.
in the summer.
Agreed.
It sure does.
So do
always say
well,
that.
Well, there you go.
Suede in the summer, not good.
Suede gets
I can
difficult.
Tell by your jacket.
Well, it's not
but
summer.
We're not summer yet.
Well,
we're not
you
summer.
You need a light brown leather. Just keep it simple. You can wear it all year round.
Yeah.
I was introduced to someone last week who was wearing... I mean, they were nice white jeans, and they fit him well. But what do you think about white jeans in March 9th?
Don't come for me. I love a white jean in all year round.
What do you think?
It's becoming acceptable in women because they do, like, the winter white. Like, the whole, it's, like, a look, and they bring it. They aren't wearing white shoes. Like, they mm-hmm. accessorize it. In the tropical climate in Palm Beach.
He's from Florida.
There you go.
That's what I told him.
What about LA?
LA, I said, put him away for another month.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
more.
What I said,
for
Melissa.
Men, not women, unless you're pairing it with like a black sweater, a black jacket, and like black shoes.
Why are you not cute. On the show more often to guide us? These
chumps
need
used
help.
This a few months ago when I wore all white.
I'm always also available by phone for, you know,
if I have,
questions.
Yes.
Okay, I have a quick question. I know we're supposed to talk about Oscar Van, but I have a quick question about me.
I have one too.
So I'm going to the GLAAD Awards on Thursday.
Okay.
I'm back. You know, I was...
With me.
With you, because I was not allowed for a while, but now I'm back.
What did you do?
Well, I don't know if they approved you on the
inappropriate.
Let's not talk about the past.
We're focusing on
in the past.
I don't even know what happened, and I'm like, I hope they don't...
No, they're fine. They're fine now because it's a different regime.
It is a different
regime. The
regime
change always makes a difference.
You know what Brian said? Brian was like, Jeff has to be at the GLAAD Awards. I was like, I don't know if he's like allowed back. And Brian was like, well, why wouldn't they want him
there? It's been like 10 years.
So, yeah, so it's,
since my mess
this
up.
This is your comeback.
Get over
yeah,
yourself.
It is
so
my
the
comeback.
Outfit is very important.
Okay,
so
what should
I wear?
What does the invitation say?
Oh, fuck. I don't know. What does it say?
I sent it to you guys on yesterday.
Does it say?
Well, you have it on your phone.
Oh.
What are you wearing, Joey, while we look for it?
Well, should we start with you first?
No, let's start with you
first. I'm afraid I'm going to get railed through the mud. Okay, so I always wear like black suits, like classic, but I want to switch it up because it is the GLAAD Awards. So Jonathan Simkai sent me like a all white suit.
No.
Okay, well, what
no,
about, okay,
no,
so.
No,
thank you.
No,
I said
Melissa,
no white.
No.
You guys. Okay,
you need
so
to text
what about,
Melissa.
So Melissa, what about a white jacket and black pants with like a black sheer undershirt or something.
Okay, again, you lost me at sheer undershirt.
I know. He's
sexy.
One of those. He's one of those that wears no shirt under his jacket.
I want to show my abs.
Then okay. Go black.
The attire is cocktail festive. Feel free to wear whatever makes you feel fancy. Making a colorful statement is always encouraged.
I'm going to wear all black.
Yep. And you can wear the sheer shirt with the all black.
Okay, because he sent a black version of it, too, with, like, its thick lapels.
Yeah, do that.
And I did order just a sheer shirt on
Are you wearing a suit or a tux?
It's a suit.
Because it's cocktail.
I might have to send you pictures.
But that's I think fine. You should. I think you look very handsome.
I have a tux suit.
No,
I have a tux suit.
I think you should go bow tie.
Okay, forget it.
It's not black tie. It's not black tie.
I can't pull off a bow tie. I look goofy.
I think
you're not a bow tie type.
Okay, no, why are you making that face? Because I wear a bow tie every red carpet I go to.
But you can, well, a red carpet wearing a bow tie, if it's black tie, that is correct, or the long tie. You could also, which I love, and you can pull it off, you could do the black with the brown belt, brown shoes.
Mm. I actually love that combo.
You could do gray.
Could I wear a Margot bag with it or no?
100%.
Which size, the 15 centimeter or the 17?
The 15.
Jumbo.
I can't find it. I'm not going to be able to find it in time.
By the way, apparently the Rose store gets them in like every Thursday. Like you have to go and like put your name in.
Day of. We have to
You have to hire this girl, Gab Waller. She does sourcing for all the celebrities. She can get you any bag, any shoe.
What's her name?
Gab.
Gab, I'll connect you.
Please.
She's the biggest. She's a best friend of mine. She's the biggest, like, she finds all the stuff.
Can all the chumps reach out to her?
All the chumps can just go at Gab Waller. You can get your Margot bags ASAP.
Now, I think the small Margot is available, like, one left on some of the websites.
You better,
I'm checking
a little
right
crossbody with that
you
black
can pass
suit
it down
the,
to Monroe,
with the
too.
Brown belt and the brown
now,
shoes.
Which I mean, but it's nighttime, so you don't want to do the navy suit with the brown and the brown. But I always like that look, too.
The
navy,
suit.
With the brown and brown.
Should
That's
I not
pretty.
Wear navy?
But what? Isn't that should kind I of office?
No, I think you should wear navy.
I don't
you
think
know?
We have to wear black. It doesn't sound like it's black
but
tie.
But a navy blue suit, to me, gives office vibes.
Not if you're wearing beautiful cufflinks.
Okay, that's true.
And a French cuff
you
shirt.
Didn't see, you didn't consider
Oof,
the cufflinks.
Let her or the French cuff shirt.
No,
or
you
with
did
the French
not.
Cuff shirt.
I don't...
What about the dark gray suit you just wore to court? I thought you looked really handsome in that suit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll look and see what I...
Or is that your court suit?
That's so yeah. court
that's a little
suit.
That's my litigation suit.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
So I don't know if I could transition that into a GLAAD award.
The
look.
Two don't translate into one another.
Also, you could do, which you always look good in, the black suit with the black turtleneck. Or you could do the gray suit with a black turtleneck.
I
and
love
the black turtleneck,
the
I would
turtleneck.
Do Spanx underneath. Because then, yeah, Skims.
Yeah,
can I do a navy
a
suit with the white turtleneck or not yet?
Yeah.
we're just not going to talk about Oscars
Could
at
I
all.
Do a white suit with a black turtleneck?
No.
Sheer?
We're not in Tampa.
I think we need to start texting Melissa when we're on the air when we need.
Group yeah. text with Melissa Rivers.
Exactly.
There we go.
I think that would be wonderful. I need that.
What we need to discuss before Oscar fashions is the note that was left. I'm sorry, it was not on your car. It was on the urinal?
The urinal at DCA while I was peeing. Someone slipped the note on top of the urinal in DCA airport.
And you didn't see who slipped it?
What was the guy like?
I only saw, so the guy literally goes, slip, and then turned around to the left.
So you didn't see what he looked like?
I saw he was black and he had one of those little racer hats, like something Jameson would wear, like a little driver's hat. Like a little beret.
A beret?
I don't think it was a beret, but Jameis is giving
like
it over.
Like a cap. Like a
cap,
dandy cap.
Like a driver's cap.
Got it. Like
and
that.
He was
like a newsies cap.
Like a newsies, yes, yeah.
That's all I saw.
So you're cute, ! Text me at, and his full number, if you want to receive a discreet blowjob here today or at any other time. Did you text him?
No.
You didn't text him, Joey?
No, I didn't text him.
Give me your phone.
Listen, I was curious. First of all, I'm married, but... I was curious.
Notice he stuttered on
maybe
that.
If
I
had,
sure did.
Maybe if I had a little bit more time, I would have been curious to see like what the tea was. But I had to get right on the flight. I was on a very tight schedule. And it was
so
a travel day from hell.
Okay,
so
you didn't have time for a discreet blowjob.
I didn't have time for a discreet blowjob.
But if
blowjob.
You had an hour layover,
hey.
Would you consider texting him?
I mean, listen, I still have the note. I still have the number. If I go back to DCA.
Okay, but you're married.
Yes.
And this is a whole... See, this is a whole thing. There's all different rules in
there
different
is.
Communities.
There is.
Can I say the hottest Joey's thing about community. That note is that they use the right your. In this day and age, no one knows the difference.
Oh, they did? I didn't even notice.
Me? Oh, so that I turns you on.
I read it and I was
I
like,
I didn't even
notice.
But that's a girl's writing. That is a woman's writing.
I thought it was
writing.
Or a really gay guy.
Or a really gay guy. I mean,
who
listen,
gives discreet blowjobs.
But knows his grammar.
Today or any other time.
Yes.
Listen.
Knows his grammar.
But my question is, do you think that he saw me and he wrote it quickly and followed me to the bathroom?
Yeah.
And like, or do you think that he like has these pre-written and he's just walking around.
No, I don't
giving
think people write pre-notes like that.
You
no.
don't.
You think he has these in his pocket?
Maybe he's one of those guys that wants to give blowjobs at the airport to straight guys. Do I give off straight?
No.
Maybe he
no.
thought that I was like,
no.
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 No. No. No. No.
Melissa.
No. No. Mm-mm. Not even
noted.
Close.
Well, a lot of people ask me, was it a girl or a guy? I'm like, you think a girl
because
is going to
be
because
of the handwriting.
Because the handwriting looks like a girl's writing.
I was flattered. I thought people thought that
but
maybe
now,
a girl.
Maybe it's someone that
do you
want to
post this on the Jeff Lewis Live?
Maybe it is a trans.
Shout out to the trans community.
Shout out to the trans community. Maybe it was someone that transitioned. Good call,
that is,
Melissa.
That is girl's writing.
It could be a gay's writing.
It could be a really gay. I have like a 14-year-old girl's handwriting, so.
Oh, you do?
It's really bad.
14-year-old girls have beautiful penmanship.
I mean, you
want
the
hearts
on
the.
You
want
to see my handwriting? It's not cute.
Okay, but 14-year-old girls, it's, you know, in different colored pens and
the organizers.
Gel pens, yeah. Bic, love.
We went to Disneyland on Saturday.
I want to hear about Disneyland.
So, we actually, you know, what happened is one of our rich chumps invited me to Club 33.
Oh.
And you know who it is? Because he was verified. And I was like, who is this? Oh. I forgot his name already. But he's a HGTV star.
Oh.
Who's clearly making a lot of money if he belongs to Club 33. What does that cost
now,
per year?
Now, does he belong or just does he have, can he have access to? Like,
it sounds like he's a member. And then he said that he could just make reservations for me.
I've been to Club 33, but I don't belong.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that like 100 grand a year or something?
What? It's $33,000 initiation fee, and then I think it's $15,000 to $16,000 a year just to stay a member.
Oh,
okay. That's it.
Okay,
we could all join.
There's a long wait list, though.
But why?
There's a wait list to get a.
I'd rather have three
like,
Margo bags.
Me too.
But
at least two jumbos.
I knew some people who grew up in Anaheim, and they got those season passes, and they used them all the time.
Yeah.
Because you live there, you have friends coming in and out, you have guests, da da da. And I wonder how many of those are corporate.
Well, Krista was telling me that you save money if you go more than three times a year, if you buy the annual. I don't know. I didn't do the math, the chump math. But
should we be pass holders?
I don't know.
Is that what you're suggesting?
I don't know. But Mauricio was our guide.
Disney gay.
I liked Mauricio. I thought he was great.
He's
easy.
Great.
I was asking about tips. And I said, hey, what's the worst tip you've got and what's the best tip? He said somebody, it was a big group and it was a 12-hour day, but somebody gave him $3,500.
That's a good tip.
I was like, well, you're going to be disappointed by my tip.
I
said, what's the worst? He said, well, a lot of people, like some people like from out of the country.
Don't tip.
He's like, so, I mean, I'll spend 9 hours with them and they won't give me anything.
But that's very European because tipping is not... like an everyday thing. Like
we
should
have spoken accents and then we didn't have to tip.
That would have saved me some money. Mm-hmm. But then he said, yeah, like, but then, you know, there's people that know they should tip. And I get like, he goes, one time I got $10. $10. He goes, and then he said, like, just, I'm not going to say who, but there was a celebrity that gave him $20.
For the whole day?
Well, the guy was there only for a few hours. He cut it short.
Still.
But. I said, what's the average tip? And this is where I know he's smart and lied. Because he said, oh, the average tip is like $500 to $700. And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, that's bullshit. It's not.
That's
that.
A lot.
But I gave him $500.
That's really nice.
I would think the average is between $200 and $300.
I agree.
I was
it's
just
not
about
five
to
or seven. No. I think he just was quick on his feet.
Yeah.
And he's like, this guy's stupid. And which he's right, but I still all I have is 500,
and it worked because you already have 500.
Yeah, I would think average is between $200 and $300.
So it's interesting, and I don't know, because you took Coop. Did you take Cooper to Disneyland all the time?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what happened, but I took Monroe right around her birthday last year. She just turned 7. Now she's almost 7.5. All of a sudden, she has no interest in the rides that she was interested in before, which is great. I didn't have to do Small World. I didn't have to do Peter Pan. I didn't have to do...
Yeah, they're called Growing Up.
I didn't have to do Little Mermaid. I didn't have to do any of that. All she wanted to do was roller coasters, which was great. We did Space Mountain. We did Matterhorn. We did Thunder Mountain. But here's the thing, like, she's really funny, because we went on this, she didn't even want to go on that stupid jellyfish ride. You did.
I don't give a fuck. No, she said the jellyfish, because you walk out of the new one, and then you see it right there, and she said, I want to go on it.
So you go up, and you go halfway down, and you go up, and you come down, and you're done. It lasts 15 seconds.
Jumping jellyfish.
And I said to her, hey, everybody, let's all describe that ride in one word. And she goes, shit. And then, which was funny. And then I did hear today, this morning, which I'm fucking traumatized. You said that I ended up on that Disneyland community Facebook page.
Oh,
yep. I got a lot of messages.
Tell us what yeah.
You have to get me so, off of that. Please.
Can someone tell me the guy it's in like the a black paparazzi shirt pack.
It's off now. This is a screenshot. But yeah, Jeff's there with his tour guide around people. I think you're over by the wine country. That's where
or
they sell all the wine.
Of course he is.
That makes yeah. sense.
It says
attracts.
I'm in Disneyland Park and somebody let me can someone tell me if the guy in the black shirt is famous? I've seen him before on a TV show. I just don't remember his name.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yep.
Don't know who I am.
I know you from somewhere.
Yep.
With the faraway picture of Jeff.
All the Disney chumps came to the rescue and said, Jeff Lewis. I don't have a screenshot of the comments, but
is this one of those that expires in 24 hours, I hope?
Yeah, no, the admin took it down.
Oh, thank God.
The guy does look like Andy, too, so I thought you guys all went together.
No, that's Mauricio with the sunglasses on.
Oh, it was
Brian. He doesn't look anything like Andy.
Not...
Oscar's friend.
Andy.
She always wears sunglasses indoors.
I thought you meant Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen.
I'm like, what am I missing?
Yeah, I was Andy, you want to go to Disneyland? He's like, yeah, I'm there. So my dad used to work at Disneyland when he was in college, and he was one of the first ride operators at Small World. He told me that this weekend. My dad does not cuss, so just so you know. So I was like, hey, Dad, how long did you work there? He's like, I worked there all through college. And my dad has quite a work ethic. He said, I'd work every Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He goes, I would drive to your uncle's. They would feed me, and I'd go back to USC on Sunday. And he goes, if I had a day off, I'd party. And I said, hey, I noticed that a lot of those people, they wear, Disney merch. I said, did you have a Disneyland T-shirt? He goes, fuck no. He never cusses, so that was real. I guess, yeah. No, wow. Sorry, Oscar, but yeah, he didn't. He didn't wear any of the Disneyland.
He told me that your mom worked at Disney too.
That's where they met. Mm-hmm. But my mom worked the corporate side.
It's all full circle.
My dad told you this.
Yep.
Oh, because
at the party. Yeah,
because he knows that you're so into Disneyland.
Well, Todd introduced me to him,
and then he was
I used to go and sneak over to corporate office. I would make any excuse to go just to go meet Jeff's mom and.
Okay,
That's
you've got a Disney problem?
I do.
It is a problem.
It's a problem, yeah.
Okay, in what sense?
Last year when I had my pass, I would go at least 3 times a month.
Wow. Yeah.
36 visits.
Why?
I don't know. I just, maybe childhood trauma. I don't know.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Yeah, clearly you're making up for something in your childhood.
Well, it's nostalgia probably, right? It's a happy place. It's your happy place.
It is,
But how many times can you go? Apparently at least 3 times a month.
And you know what's funny? I go, and I go sober, and I'm there sober all day. So maybe
that's
such
a lie.
That's literally not
true. You are literally lying because you had 14 drinks 2 times ago. You had 14 drinks in one day.
That was at Disney World. That's completely different. You have to drink around the world when you're at Epcot.
Yeah. I was about to say, I did that when I was in college. We had to drink or eat something from every single thing.
Exactly.
We were so sick.
They cut you off now. They cut you off at 17.
Also, we were eating also.
Not high enough.
And it was hot. And we were eating. We're like, you have to eat and drink something indigenous to that land.
Yep.
There was a music group, I guess maybe a band or something. They all wore the same T-shirts. Was it Mills Music or something?
Yeah.
I was like, come on, Monroe, look the other way. But there was there was.
It's like, don't make fun of these children.
They were. Were they children? Were they Oscars age?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Did you guys see the parade?
Well, the short answer is no. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it was so crowded. And these nerds, they line up an hour and a half before to get the best spot.
But where
and
was
so,
your guide to make sure that you had a good spot?
Oh, we didn't ask.
We didn't even ask. I just saw all those people. I'm like, fuck no. There's no way that I'm going to be standing there for even 10 minutes. But we did see it. We saw and heard it from afar.
It's not the same thing, but okay.
I went on that train because here's the thing. I didn't want to walk down Main Street during that shit show. So I was smart. Mauricio was like, hey, let's just grab the train and not Tomorrowland. Where do we grab it?
I think we're in the other part. No.
We grabbed the big train and it took us to the Main Street and entrance. I got to avoid all the losers.
Now, you want to hear
the losers
best
on the train.
Is my mom took Cooper to Disney World, Universal Florida. They did a whole weekend.
Wow, that takes a lot. Because I mean, I was popping that Advil. I had 4 Advil and a martini.
Can you imagine, though, my mom walking through Disneyland and Epcot?
That's iconic.
It's a vision.
It's a vision. And with Cooper.
Adorable.
When we were on that train, it got dark, right? Because it's now 6 o'clock. And Monroe had this aerial lighting bubble machine. And she, I mean, she was, we were walking up to behind people and putting the bubbles kind of real, real close to their ass. And so then at one point on the train, the woman comes on the intercom and she's like, could the person with the lighted aerial or whatever please turn it off? Because I guess it was bothering people.
Yeah. Well, we're about to drive by the prehistoric exhibit, and I guess people really are into those dinosaurs.
They're so into those dinosaurs that the train stops for a second. I'm like, we don't need to stop. We can keep going.
That place is boring. Yeah. I don't like that.
Okay, you even admit it.
Yeah, it's needs to be redone.
Now,
I've never seen it before. I thought it was cool.
This woman who was, she didn't fool us, but we were in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And she was a terrible actress. What exactly did she do?
So we're all in line, and we're in the fast pass line, because we have the guide, but it's still a wait. And then there was these like probably 12, 13-year-old kids in front of us, like 2 or 3 of them. And then she's like, excuse me, I have to find my kids. Excuse me. And like going through the
cuts
whole line.
Cuts through the whole line. Like, I've got to find my kids.
I have to find my kids. And she got them. She got up. She like right in front of us. She got her way through us. And she was like, oh, thank God I found you guys. And I was like, bitch, you wanted to go get a coffee while your kids were in line. And then you cut your way through. Just be honest.
Yeah.
And the reason we know that is because.
She came back holding a coffee.
Well, and she had a baby in one hand. And then she had a drink in another hand. And then she had, I mean, she was there with 4 kids. And by the way, she was not managing well. And I just thought, you know what? You're one of those people that should not have had 4 kids. Because she could not manage it. She could not, they were out of control. And the other thing too is, as a parent, if Monroe got away from me and I couldn't find her, not only would I be panicked, but I'd also be pissed. Right? And I'd be like, don't you ever walk away from me like that. Whatever. She didn't do that at all, which we knew she was full of shit.
She
put those kids in line.
She told them, wait here while I go have a cocktail.
Or while I go feed the baby.
Yep.
Was she carrying the baby through the line with her while she was going up? So she was like, the baby's hanging off. She's pushing through the crowd.
Well, what's weird too, it's like, she's got this little 6-month-old baby on Pirates of the Caribbean. And I'm thinking, is this safe? So, of course, you know, Shana, you know, she's right in front of us. I'm like, hey, when you have a 6-month-old baby, where do you take the baby? And Shane's like, Disneyland, of course. But it just makes no sense.
No. Was there a nanny? There was no nanny.
No.
Was there a friend or a husband?
No one. Okay. It was 4 children.
Well, then we got to give her some grace.
I was going to say, you got to give her.
You know, she's a single working mom
running
through the line.
We don't know if she's single and we don't know if she's working. What are you talking about?
She's a single working mom that wanted to take her kids to Disneyland.
I love that you've created.
Just let her go through the line.
We did. I love that you've created this whole
especially after her husband cheated.
After her house fire, and she's just trying to get the kids into a better mood. She's just trying to cheer them up.
She was full of shit.
The arthritis.
Full of
really,
shit.
The arthritis in her hands is really bad.
I can't find my kids.
6-month-old baby.
Oh, my,
excuse me,
okay.
I'm looking
her
for my
arm
kids.
Is giving out.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the SiriusXM app.